Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
A photography lens, properly push pens and show quality gem. The harvest be grim, but yo, maybe tomorrow we win. If we follow the trends and keep count of the dollars we spend. I want a mahogany bin, I want lottery in, I want property friends, plus my hobby is skins. If I get sloppy and sin, then my prophecy ends. But the guard to begin, watching my odyssey spin in a place where war be, based on a true story. Territory was made for me to pursue glory. Blast alone, mass in the zones have to be sown. Every capacity blown, I'm internationally known. Yo, so all hail the honorable, microphone phenomenal. Persona is invulnerable, trust me son, I continue like a sovereign. Bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just gun.
The saga begins,
rock him,
set it all.
Yep, yo.
The saga begins
again.
They'll play a rhyme after the next one.
The saga begins
again.
Rock him,
set it all.
Yep, yo.
The saga begins
again. You know that I'm so
low. Yo, my never-ending epic got the world spinning hectic. I quickly spread it till the whole city's infected. Suspense that I supply, intensify. Then commences my daily events. So why you get involved in it? Paragraphologist, narrating novelist, marketist, sound marvelous. I'm the star in this, which means the author's authentic. Most definite, every episode's an epidemic. So when you research, check it, here go the evidence. They represent with lyrical negligence for presidents. My signs existed without the fiction. Every inscription is a special edition. So all hail the honorable, microphone phenomenal. Persona is invulnerable, trust me son, I continue like a saga do. Bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle was just begun.
The saga begins,
rock him,
set it all.
Yep, yo.
The saga begins,
still play a rhyme after the next one.
The saga begins,
rock him,
set it all.
The saga begins.
The legacy lives, let them see what the pedigree is. Mega thesis, blessing these kids with extra features. The depth's deepest, the deepest sea is. Telepathy increases, melody to speakers. Telekinesis, ideas appear as clearest. Pictures and movie theaters, lyrics you hear is devastating the way your ear is. So stay tuned for sequels, part twos and more. So soon you and your people to bug rush the store. The names have changed, the game remain the same. I once came to reign on his claim to fame. No stopping this, I'm dropping this with hip hopping this. And when the topic gets topicless, then I'm writing the apocalypse. So all hail the honorable, microphone phenomenal. Persona is invulnerable, trust me son, I continue like a saga do. Bringing you the drama to allow you that the chronicle is just gun.
The saga begins,
begins.
Rock him,
set it all.
Yep, yo.
The saga begins,
begins.
They'll play a rhyme after the next one.
The saga begins,
begins.
Rock him,
set it all.
Yo.
The saga begins.
You know that I'm the solo with.
Rock him,
set it all.
Rock him,
set it all.
Rock him,
set it all.
And you know that I'm the solo with.
Rock him, set it all.
Rock him,
set it all.
Rock him,
set it all.
Rock him,
set it all.
Yo. And you know that I'm the solo with.
Rock him.
Countdown. Know when we go in.
Uh-huh.
Feels so good. Uh-huh. You
know to come up.
Stack it right, put the gun up. Mask get nice, flip the blunt up. Spray blue and white, don't run up. Remain humble, you see the change when the rains come through. When all the fame ups the game, cause your name's mumbled. The chicks notice, users like hypnosis. It's ferocious when broke niggas get focused. The cars come out, bottles at the bar run out. You know you're large when you in car, can dodge a drought. But here's the Swiss up, with beef and the money mixed up. Skirts slip up, a few fights, few stick up. Then one little thing just leads to the next. And here come them hot boys to breathe down your neck. Now you gotta pack up, flee from the rest. And just a week ago, you was free from the stress.
I guess it is what it is.
Creeping on the come up.
This is yours, wanna take it.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm from the place where hardcore and beautiful.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm from the place.
You know the saga. Who lava, who hotter? Who shot at who at the Vermata? I knew about Beast and Vambada. Before Beast Street, Beast was heavily deep with the riders. Guns and money, some was hungry. Dysfunctional families that come from junkies. Yell birds who wanted warm and jumping countries. Death central surviving like a bunch of monkeys. Mark dollars, DEA knocks with collars. Niggas snitching, but still got the heart to holler. Hot chicks and short skirts and damn near topless. Play fly, nigga, I still stay high, just ride this. Can't call it too fresh to spoil it. Too text the war with war next to all this. So understand, I know from first hand the lives of a church man. How the first ram.
Creeping on the come up.
This is yours, wanna take me.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm from the place where hardcore and beautiful.
Creeping on the come up.
This is yours, wanna take me.
I'm rather unique. I'm from the place.
Jail was packed, the streets is whack. It's even worse when your work was tapping, your beef was sack. Wife is getting feisty, she's beefing back. Though it's unlikely, it might be a visa smash. The coke is up, so now cushions rose was up. And the beacons got the game in the cold for clutch. The D's and the degrees too close to dump. But what the fuck, they can suck on some coke and nuts. The stress is real, the drains all the sex appeal. Nothing left but jail death for a record deal. Vibes is weak, hoes wanna slide and creep. Even fiends got a thing for that hide and seek. Sick up kids, kidnap, switch up ribs. It's still crazy how them cocksuckers hit up big. Pox is gone, they say the hip hop is wrong. You want more than log on to AZ.com.
Creeping on the come up.
This is yours, wanna take me.
Creeping on the come up.
I'm from the place where hardcore and beautiful.
Creeping on the come up.
This is yours, wanna take me.
I'm rather unique. I'm from the place.
You ain't catch yet.
And big props, yo, this is where the bullshit stop, where hurts get got. If you snitch, you get shot. We get down and leave the town in a state of shock. We got dangerous hangout spots and slick cops. Place for Rackers Island where kids get locked. A lot of gear to rock, blocks of clothes shop. Styles are chop notch. This is the place to watch. We blast the box, the radio station is hot. Ease your mind staring at skylines from rooftops. Flip scripts and chips and new whips off the lot. Quick to call a shot, politic with thick plots. And the Garden of Enoch is deceiving. We got to make sure the core of the Big Apple don't rot. We're seeing, believing, we be achieving a lot. With this Josh created hip hop. Check it out. Many places to meet, you get lost in busy streets. The city that never sleeps. Metro, Pilon, Medina, the population increased. The desert and the oasis, New York, the Far East, with guards and sheiks. Pretty Amazons for weeks. Play at dawns, the fleece of the family's black sheep. Icons, the chiefs, but we all act unique. We got stats to read, so we all have to eat. A masterpiece, with their own masterpiece, the craft elite. We be going past the peak, the latest technique. No other place get as deep. Who parks really some of the world's greatest athletes? DJs and MCs and graffiti artists. Who use walls and subway trains for marquees? We go back to B-boys, breakdance, and breakbeats. And it'll never cease. And on that note, we say peace.
Yeah, your boy Flossy Jeezy back on another one here. Your boy Flossy Jeezy back again for yet another episode. Like my man said, no doubt, and we are in here. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Flossy Jeezy. What's popping number three? You know what I'm saying? The Flossy Jeezy Show worldwide. You know, 11 a.m. show, 646-595-3402. You know how I do it right about now. Coming in with some R&B flavors, some hip-hop. You know, I'm old school, so I like to keep it old school. A lot of cats say, man, how come you don't play that new stuff? Because I'm not a new cat. I'm old school, and I keep it like that. For the old schoolers who love that old school 90s, you know what I'm saying, some 80s stuff, and some more recent 2000 stuff. But like I said, you know how it goes down. I like to keep stuff fluid when I do it, and I like to make sure that I keep everybody who's in the mix, loving it the way it's going down. It's a beautiful day here in Portland, Oregon. It's about 60 degrees outside. You know what I'm saying? Sorry if what's going on back there with my folks on the East Coast. But out here in Portland, it's absolutely beautiful. It's a lovely day, and we are loving it. Usually, you know, it's the other way around. Usually the East Coast usually breaks out with the warm weather, and the West Coast follows suit. But lately, you know, with this global warming thing that's going on, yes, it does exist. The global warming thing has got us where we're, you know, ahead of the game this year. Who knows what's going on next year? You know what I'm saying? El Nino and all the other good stuff going on. A lot of the politicians don't like to believe it, but you know I like to keep it real, and I think it's real. Today we talk Marshawn Lynch speaking on the Super Bowl from Turkey. Yes, he actually talked to some reporters. He didn't talk to reporters here in America, and I can understand why, especially the way they like to get things twisted and miscombobulated. But Mr. Lynch, Dr. Lynch, the beast mode man himself, spoke out on, you know what I'm saying, that last-minute decision by Pete Carroll to throw the ball rather than run it through him, which was kind of weird because we all know the beast mode, my main man, is always the man on the scene, you know, getting the big plays in, making it happen. Myself, personally, I could have took him or Russell Wilson running the ball, but I wouldn't have ran the clock down to nothing because sometimes when you run it down to nothing, just like in this event, you end up with nothing. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay, the TV show, Fox Dynamic, you know, The Empire. Now, your boy Flossy Jeezy's been kind of hard on stuff because I'm not really into the same-sex stuff, you know what I'm saying? But just like anything else, you know, they're human beings, too. We have to give everybody their props when they're doing a good job. And my man Lee Daniels has done a fabulous job with this program with my main man, you know what I'm saying, putting it in work, you know, getting it going on with this Empire project of his. Chara P. Henson, you know what I'm saying? You know, my main man, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down with Terrence Howard, you know, they getting it in. And, you know, really got some great music coming out of my man Timbaland. And, you know, nothing unexpected there. Timbo's been doing it for quite a while now. And I got to tell you, that Empire program is pretty good, pretty exciting stuff. So we'll get into that just a little bit. Sports-wise, man, we got a range of topics. Dominican Sue and Dez Bryant, will they give them franchise tags or not? We'll see what's going on with that. And, of course, we got other current events. And, of course, you know your boy Flossy Jeezy. I like to play about three or four little hip-hop and or R&B songs in there. So I'm going to get back to that real quick, and then we're going to get back to the show. Let's get the ball kicked off and rolling with Charlene by Anthony Hamilton. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in with Charlene. As we're here on the Flossy Jeezy Worldwide Network. By the way, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that your boy Flossy Jeezy can be found just about everywhere there's music, just about everywhere there's entertainment, because that's my fizzle. You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on Reverb Nation because I produce beats and put them over there every week. Used to be a Monday song, now it's the new style collection that's going on, and we got some hot stuff coming up. You can find me on Facebook with my Facebook page, with my Flossy Jeezy Worldwide.net, which is another radio show, basically kind of a self-contained deal that works on its own. You know what I'm saying? You can find me, you know, on the Flossy Jeezy Show Worldwide. You know what I'm saying? You can find me over there. You can also find my music page, Flossy Jeezy, also on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? MySpace, if they still exist over there, plus sure they're getting a little bit of flavor. You know what I'm saying? Tumblr, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? SoundCloud, MixCloud, you know what I'm saying? SoundClick. You know, like I said, you can find me just about some any place. I'm not Johnny Cash, but like I said before, I am in here and I'm everywhere. So let's get on with this music here. 646-595-3402. Your boy Flossy Jeezy will be back in just a little bit. Let's drop this here.
This morning found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow being alone. She needs someone at night that she can hold. She must have told me a thousand times more. Silent cries I used to ignore. God knows I love her, didn't mean her.
All she needs is for me to love.
Baby, I'll be here.
6465953402. And I'm going to tell you, that last two joints there, man, with that Anthony Hamilton and with that Alexander Neal and Sherelle, boy, I almost hung up on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? That stuff is so mellow and so relaxing. Maybe you want to kick back and take a nap, you know what I'm saying? Reminisce over all good things, even and smooth. You already know how it goes, man. Your boy, Flossy Jeezy. Get on into some of our what's popping news that's going on right about now. Seems like our boy Michael Jordan rests the upper echelon in the cash. Move over, Dr. Dre. Michael Jordan, minority owner of NBA owners, says here that makes Forbes billionaires list. So that's right. That's right. You heard it here. You know what I'm saying? This year's Forbes billionaires list has been published, and Michael Jordan made the list for the first time. Charlotte Hornets owner is estimated worth is $1 billion, which is number 1,714 in the world. 17 other NBA owners have made the cut, led by Steve Ballmer, an exuberant man who bought the Los Angeles Clippers for $2 billion. Jordan's old adversary, Chicago Bulls owner Jerry Reinsdorf, also made his first appearance on the list in the 29-year history for the first time. And it says here that Jordan makes more than $100 million a year of royalties from shoes, and the Charlotte franchise is worth $700 million. According to ESPN's Donald Rovell, though it's worth nothing that his business manager, Hesty Portnoy, called Forbes findings financial guesstimates. Guesstimates? That is crazy. The full list of NBA owners who will surely be crying poor the next time they're at the bargaining table with the NBA includes number one, Steve Ballmer, the GM of the Clippers, $21.5 billion, number 35 in the world. Paul Allen, who owns my Portland Trail Blazers here in town and stuff. I'm from Chicago, so yeah, I claim this to be Chicago Bulls too. But Paul Allen, if you remember, used to be part of that Microsoft connection, so that's huge. Says here, Paul Allen, you know, $17 billion, number 51 on the world list. Mikhail Prokhorov of the Brooklyn Nets, $14.6 billion. Mickey Aronson of the Miami Heat, $7 million. And Stan Kroenke of the Denver Nuggets at $6.3 billion rounds off the list of the top five. So, I mean, this is some pretty, you know, crazy and important stuff here. I mean, it's amazing how much money is felt and delved out here, and how much money these teams are worth. It's pretty incredible stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's a lot of cheese. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had some of that cheese in my pocket, but you know how it goes down. It goes down crazy like that. Your boy Marshawn Lynch, you know, spoke out today on Turkish national radio, and he didn't want to talk here in America, and he didn't want to talk to the American media. And I got to say, like I said before, I can't say I blame him. I really can't say I blame him, especially when you look at how a lot of this stuff goes down, you know, with the American media, how much they twist people up. I can't say I blame him. But it says here, Marshawn Lynch is talking to the media. It's the Turkish media, but still the media. And he's talking about the final play of the Super Bowl. The Seahawks running back, notoriously unhappy with American press, sat down with NTV Sport and revealed via Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports that he was expecting the ball on the final play against the Patriots when Malcolm Butler intercepted Russell Wilson. And to be honest with you, I would be lying if I didn't tell you that I was expecting the ball, Lynch told. Yes, I was expecting the ball. But in life, these things happen. Like I told the reporter after the game, it's a team sport. Lynch, along with soon-to-be former Panthers running back D'Angelo Williams and Browns tight end Gary Bennett, were on a trip with American Football Without Borders, a nonprofit started by Barnage in Turkey, and their full interview. And, of course, he's got it where it can be found below. Now, if you want to, you know, see this, just click on, you know what I'm saying, CBSSports.com, and it's got the audio tape, thing else that you can listen to insofar as finding out what's going on with sports and what's happening with that kind of stuff. You know, big news today with Marshawn Lynch, you know, finally putting it out there. He didn't say anything anybody didn't expect. But you got to understand why, you know, he would feel, you know, the way he did. Because, I mean, you know, Beast Mode's been doing it all year, and then you get down to the last, you know, little crux of the season, and all of a sudden it doesn't happen the way you want it to. It's just a crazy thing all the way around. The Cowboys will franchise tag Dez Bryant, okay? And I'm going to read this story to you here again. It says, Cowboys slap franchise tag on Dez Bryant. He said here, it's not official, but the Cowboys are going to put the franchise tag on Dez Bryant. We knew this weeks ago, and Stephen Jones confirmed as much over the weekend. There seems to be a pretty big difference between the contract Dallas wants Dez to take and the contract that he's willing to take. Weird how that works. He said, I still think that it would be a stretch to think that we would have something done by Monday and beat the franchise tag deadline, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, said. But looks like we're eyeing a franchise tag for Dez, but certainly it won't stop us from working hard to get a long-term deal. You know what I'm saying? We just don't want to lose his rights. So the Dallas Cowboys will hit him with franchise tag, assuming that they don't treat his paperwork in the same way they treat their domain registration. Never forget. He says here, here's five things about Bryant's status moving forward. It says here, first, Dez won't be happy, and he made it abundantly clear, if he is not treated, he's sure not to be treated by the Cowboys, you know, someone that they're dating. He wants to sign and have that ring on his finger. And most players don't like a franchise tag because it means less financial security. And, you know what I'm saying, obviously I can't say that I blame them on that. Two, the money. Bryant will cost about $12.83 million a year on a guaranteed contract. Yep, up from $12.71 million, courtesy of the updated official salary cap figure. Three, holdout. Maybe. But Dez Bryant won't cost himself any actual cash and probably won't put himself up against any issues that could occur, you know, during the year towards free agency. But it would be it wouldn't be a surprise if Dennis Bryant refused to sign, right away and push back away from the Cowboys' decision by not showing up, particularly if a deal is not in place in the middle of July. Deal or no deal is number four. It says at least, for the first year, the Dallas Cowboys want this to take a team-friendly deal that's going to hold out, the top market contract, which is absolutely well into the season. And he may be, also wanting to see what Demaryius Thomas gets and doesn't get, from the Denver Broncos before taking a minimum buck more. And, of course, I'm saying all these things are all circumspect as we continue to read them. It also says what it means for the market. Randall Cobb, assuming he isn't tagged by the Packers, should be jumping for joy if Ryan and Thomas are off limits. Cobb will be at the top of the available wideout with the Raiders and Jaguars and Browns, hogging, gobs of cap space and a need for the right position. And he and the Eagles receiver, Jeremy Maclin, probably will be the number two free agent wide receiver. So there's a lot of jockeying for position that kind of goes along with this whole process, in which players, and understandably so, they want to make sure that they have financial security. They want to make sure that, they don't just get, goofed up and screwed around and stuff, so far as their salaries and everything goes. And I'm thinking that, they're absolutely right for being, cautious about their future. I mean, this stuff is not a joke, and it should not be, something where owners kind of, take these guys for granted and kind of deprecate on them. They want to make sure that their financial security is well, at hand and taken care of. You don't want to just have people just kind of, screwing them around. So what can I say? It's a beautiful thing. Let's hope that this stuff works out, as it should, because there's a whole lot of stuff that can go wrong. Looks like the Empire show, whose ratings are going through the roof over there at Fox, they got some upcoming episodes March 4th, which will be day after tomorrow, is Unto the Breach, Sins of the Father on March 11th and March 18th. Die but once. So this should be some pretty good, interesting stuff going on. And, I love anything hip-hop. Anything hip-hop that goes down the pipe where, you got drama and you got good stuff going on and you got, everything moving exceptionally well the way things have come through for, for a player or a bunch of players like we got here, not sports necessarily, but we're talking players so far as, cats in the game trying to get their money and trying to make things happen. You got to love the way, this thing is being taken care of and captivated. Like I said, I'm not really into all of the homosexual scenes, but for those that are into that, I guess it's something in there for everybody, and that's the way we want to look at it. We want to, try to look at the positive stuff that goes on in so far as how stuff goes. And let's hope that they can continue to keep things, popping the way it's going, because, there's not a whole lot of programs out there for us that really kind of show everything that they should show so far as, giving us something smooth to look at. And Terrence Howard and Tajara, boy, Cookie, ooh, body, 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 ooh, body, baby. Looking real good there. Her and Anika holding it down and making stuff look real good. And, Terrence Howard and all the talented singers and folks that they got on there. I mean, you got to love the way it's going down. I love the way it's going down, and it's on the real extra smooth. But look, let's go ahead and take a break real quick. We'll see what else is popping, what else is going on. And we'll try to, have a little bit more fun here as we look in on what else is going on out here in the world. Your boy Flossy Jeezy, you know how we do it, and you know that I'm loving the way it's going down. Let's get a little bit of Gap Man Unity for your love. and then drop about three nice hip-hop joints on you, and we'll come back and see what else is popping. Your boy Fluffy Jeezy, 646-595-3400. Let's go.
My guy, oh, baby. Skills.
Vital. Spit flow, drip shows, peep to recital.
Skills.
Nah, you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes, killing shit, we got those.
Skills.
Hits, the music that the street loves. Deep sub is now repping this with deep love.
Skills.
Gangstar, dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. It's the true living with a youthful vengeance. And I'm a judge, laugh as your ass, give you a crucial sentence. You need at least 12 jewels to practice. You're too enthusiastic, male groupie bastard. Still trying to convince us some more. Presenting your roar, that's what you need a minister for. Again, it's the law, got you up against the wall. We the gulliest, fuck it, then it's us against y'all. Mic skills, tight drills, like I'm Michael Jill. Like when he rifle the film, it's how I stifle the ill. Slide off, kid, and let a grown man finesse it. We bold and impressive, that'll I manifest shit. Some new product from a known team. Niggas know me, and you can bet they know Preem. So here we go for your stereo, and you can tell that it's real when you hear me go.
Skills,
top rank, point blank, we vital. Slip flows, slip shows, peep the recital.
Skills,
now you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes, killing shit, we got those.
Skills,
it's the music that the street loves. East sub is now repping this with deep love.
Skills,
gangstar dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. You little suckers know better. I go head up. If your man left the joint in the whip, then tell him go get it. We hold it down like a holy crown. Fools acting like they know me, throw me phony pounds. Fuck that, I'm sitting back like an aristocrat. Shell shock, chief assassin with a whole fucking list of cats. Thought you was on the case, but you missed the facts. Your bitch talking this and that, I'ma make it simple, Jack. I doubled up and tripled that. Soldiers, where your pistols at? Life wrong move, lose the gift of that. Why they calling us the most consistent, most significant, the most slick shit. Fulfill your need and catch a joyful rush. Enjoy your Dutch, haters annoyed with us. Oh boy, it's us, you know the face from the club, blazing the dub, with my niggas raising it up for these
skills.
Top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills.
Now, you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes, killing shit, we got those.
Skills.
It's the music that the street loves. Deep sun is now repping this with deep love.
Skills.
Gangstar dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again. Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps. Some niggas pull text, catch others for checks. All for respect, all for the bread. For the chance of success, they might hand him his head. Remain humble, cause I know enough. Plus the road is tough, especially when you roll with us. But I'ma stay with my peace, stay in these streets. Rhyme spraying and I'm playing for keeps, cause I got those
skills.
Top rank, point blank, we vital. Spit flows, rip shows, peep the recital.
Skills.
Now, you feel it when we drop those hot beats. Stop foes, killing shit, we got those
skills.
It's the music that the street loves. Deep suck is now repping this with deep love.
Skills.
Gangstar dueling again, ruling again. Watch as we do it again.
Skills.
Yeah, something special, you know, something epic, Lloyd Banks, you know, cause it's tugging on me, he don't want to see you smile, baby.
In the way it ends, you wanna discuss me in front of your lady friends. me, your mama's 80s Benz. Good old Benz, maybe if we make amends, we can start from scratch. Learn to control your temper and remarks in fact. It's meant to be platonic, but the heart's intact. So every time we separate, somebody's marching back. You're amazing in the sack. Eyes slanted like you're Asian, but you're black. God bless whoever gave you all of that. If you seen her from the back, you understand why they stare like that. It ain't a sort of a toe, the Lord knows. Still good enough to miss the war shows. And I ain't gotta say nothing, she just knows. By the way, I look at her, they'll take off all the clothes up and down. When I'm not around, and you're feeling down, let the thought of me be.
Easy smile.
I don't wanna see you frown like when kids watch a clown. I wanna bring you joy and peace.
Easy smile.
Baby, you know my style. You know how I get down. I provide, but I ain't mean to be.
Easy smile.
We done been through ups and downs. Had drama for a while. I'm just happy I'm around to be.
Easy smile.
The main reason I've been looking at you pitiful. Been about to have for this shit I done did to you. Violated and tiptoed into a crib or two. I've come clean to be a bigger individual. Even though you're visible to evens when I visit you. Kinda makes me feel lucky cause I see you when you're teasing with your physical. She wanna wreck up her rooms, I ain't got no more wind left. Wild by my Section 8 princess. My foreign chick bad but she been stressed. Plus it's hard to communicate cause she don't speak in no English. I've been around the world state to state. But now I'm back in your bathroom, got you laughing in your shower cap. Let's get it on, cause I'm leaving in an hour flat. But it don't matter, she's mad even when I holler back. All I really need your attention for a while. And I bet you I can make you smile whenever I'm not around. And you're feeling down, let the thought of me be.
Easy smile.
I don't wanna see you frown like when kids watch a clown. I wanna bring you joy and be.
Easy smile.
Baby, you know myself. You know how I get down, I provide by any means to be.
Easy smile.
We done been through ups and downs, had drama for a while. I'm just happy I'm around to be.
Easy smile.
Whenever I'm not around, and you're feeling down, let the thought of me be.
Easy smile.
I don't wanna see you frown like when kids watch a clown. I wanna bring you joy and be.
Easy smile.
Baby, you know myself. You know how I get down, I provide by any means to be.
Easy smile.
We done been through ups and downs. Had drama for a while, I'm just happy I'm around to be.
Easy smile. You wanna be the easy smile. You wanna be the easy smile. You wanna be the easy smile.
Yeah. Who run it? You know they're acting like it down now.
You run it.
You know but you're acting like it down now.
Who run it?
You know they're acting like it down now.
You run it.
You know but you're acting like it down now. You know they're acting like it down now. I said the club or fuck yo.
Cause I'm in control. Hitting out of Tennessee, a couple shots of Patron. I had you feeling nice, I get your eyes to paint. Party poppin', started stitching, coming with me tonight. I ain't so deleted, I ain't snapping and popping. Either I'm bobbing my head or I'm just standing there watching. I'm a hustler, a hustle. You can tell that I'm paid and I protect what I got. I'm in the house with my blade. Nigga, you fuck, you gon' get it. Okay, now maybe I'm fitted, cause I want you to trip. Yeah, I be on that shit. You should see when I'm stunting. I flash the stones to be rotten. Push the bitch to be rolling. You can tell that I'm hollering. I'm just doing my thing. You know the units, the game. I got my crime, you say it with me. You front, you'll have to get me off your ass. I paid a lawsuit and laugh. It's not a big deal, it's not a big deal.
You know, you're acting like you're down now. I said the club or fuck yo. This float is gon' bring mo dough. Cause you know what you're acting like it down now. You know you're acting like it down now. I said the club or fuck yo. This float is gon' bring mo dough. You know what you're acting like it down now.
When the got together to do this music, the more we became enveloped, we just developed a fellowship through it. It's no pretension, it's friendship. Me nemesis, it's soon nemesis. The same for him, it's just me. The seed of images. Images, but the shit is no gimmicks. It's blood in and blood out. When it's beef, you just gotta know when
To doing our concerts, man. You know what I'm saying? I understand you got beef, and I know it's hard to to know when the right time to beat is. But we got to do a lot better than that. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, we got a lot of, you know, innocent folks sitting around here, and we don't want to be, you know, subjecting, you know, children, you know, to all these beefs and stuff like that. So let's be smarter about how we do stuff. Looks like, from what I'm seeing here, there was a story that I was going to run by you real quick, but my page was kind of jumping up and down. Now, here's some bullshit that just came out today, and I didn't hear this yesterday, but I'm hearing it now. It said that Tiger Woods was suspended for using performance-enhancing drugs. I find that hard to believe. That man has never needed to do some crazy shit like that. Now they're trying to blame this brother for all kind of stuff. There are those in the media and those in some of these organizations that just will not get off of a brother's jockstrap and ride him in a negative way. And I just don't understand how they can say that. I hope they're wrong because, like I said, I can't see Tiger Woods using performance-enhancing drugs. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. But let's read and see what they're trying to say here. It says here, pages are going crazy here. It says here that last month Tiger Woods declared that he'd be taking a break from golf to let his surgically repaired back heal. So this came right after he could see the last 11 holes at the Farmers Insurance Open before withdrawing. He says here that a disappointing start to his 2015 campaign said we won't be seeing Tiger Woods back on the green for some time. You know what I'm saying? And he claims that explains the latest departure for Tiger Woods. Okay, speaking to a 7:30 a.m. The game in Lansing, Michigan, Olsen told listeners that I heard that he's on a month suspension, and it's kind of a strong witness. He said it's a credible person is telling me that Olsen refused to name his source and exempt a tour player, according to him. Then here adding that he wasn't even sure whether or not he can believe his source or not, and that he would later tell ESPN's Michael Collins the information he received was supposed to be about a suspension was not firsthand. Well, if that's the case, why are you spreading fuckery and you're not sure whether or not Tiger Woods, you know, would have used performance-enhancing drugs or not? You know, once again, it's just one of those silly little things that you see come through where there's no substantiated proof. There's no proof that he's done anything wrong. And it's just basically it's some silly stuff that's going on in which they sit up here and they try to get Tiger twisted up in a bunch of garbage. And it's very unsatisfactory that you have to see, you know, something weird like this, you know, coming up. So I'm like, I mean, it doesn't make any sense that you either have someone that would come up with something like this. You know, I mean, it's like, it's actually a real head scratcher. It's actually a real head scratcher. I just can't perceive that, come up with a story. If you're going to come up with a story, you're going to, you know, try to have us think that what you're telling us, you know, is facts, then I would at least expect you to be respectable enough about how you're doing your business to make sure that you give us the right information and not just some bullshit, because that's really about as bad as it gets when you start fabricating stuff and we find out later on, oh, well, I wasn't sure. I didn't know if I had my head up my ass or not. So now I'm going to come up with this story. That's not good. It's not good form, people. That's not good form. So hopefully that's not true. My thing is that, I don't know what to say about that. That just sounded it just sounded really it was silly. And I'm gonna type in unsubstantiated, you know, BS, because I just don't understand why people do that kind of stuff. It's like don't be disrespectful. You know, whether or not you know, you're sure about a story. Let's not pass around garbage just for the sake of passing around garbage. You know, it's just really bad form to do that. But anyway, moving right along. You know, I'm missing football season already. I hope when my Bears come back, that Jay Cutler and company have their act together. I mean, we have a, you know, the Denver Broncos offensive coordinator. We have, you know, San Francisco defensive coordinator. And like I said, you know, we got a lot of, you know, good stuff that's going on. We got Denver's old coach. So let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if we can, you know, get things together here and get our season up and running, because it hasn't been looking really all that good the last couple of, seasons for the Bears. You know, not really getting in their full measure of what they should have been getting in so far as good play and position for playoffs. We seem to be coming up, pretty short when it comes down to that. So, you know, your boy Flossie Jeezy likes to have good information and good things going on, and we like to always make sure that everything that we, put out here on the station is 100. You know, I've kind of settled down on the allowing things to get me amped, because sometimes I get a little amped when I see stuff go on in the world, and sometimes I don't always handle it the absolute right, the proper way. I get going to tirades even here on the radio show, because, you know, I get amped up. I don't like a lot of foolishness that goes on in the world. And, there's a lot of stuff out here that, to me right now, that's going on and doesn't make any sense. But, boy, Flossie Jeezy, I'll try to hold it down. I'll try to hold it down and keep within the framework of good, positive broadcasting. An update on the city of Cleveland. City of Cleveland, there was a little boy named Jameer Rice, 12 years old, that got shot a few months ago back in Cleveland. And the city of Cleveland blames the 12-year-old for his own shooting death by the cops. You know, this whole thing with the police and killing folks, it was a shooting in Los Angeles yesterday of a homeless man, in which, you know, it's kind of shoot first and ask questions later, whereas it should be the other way around. It should be getting viable questions asked, and then if you feel the need to shoot afterwards, then let that be the reason. But we don't always get that. We don't always get, you know, ask questions and investigate first. We get a lot of shoot first and ask questions later. And coming up, we're going to be doing some shows, I'm sure, of where we're going to re-review, you know, 6 months anniversary of the Ferguson incident. And how the police and the structure seem to wait months and supposedly investigating, and they wait months before we hear about events, or in months before we see what happens. So hopefully we can get things together and get things worked out to where we can see things for the way we need to see them. And hopefully things will work themselves out. I'm going to bump a couple of more jams here and then see what else is popping, because I'm trying to get it popping for us here, trying to see what else is going on. Pretty quiet week so far, although this is the beginning of the weekend, the 1st of March. Don't forget next Sunday to set your clocks forward 1 hour. Now, the bad news is that you got to get up an hour earlier for school and work. The good news is that you have an opportunity to get off of work and school an hour earlier because they push the time up. So, you know, always try to search for the most positive things, that you can find out and see what's going on, because, you know, things aren't what they seem to be. I mean, it's one of these kind of things where, you know, you got to kind of, you know, look at everything for what it is. And like I said before, I can't say enough that you know, being positive and having a positive attitude to get your prayers in really works. Now, I'm not Bible pumping, but at the same time, you know, I do believe in a higher source, and I do believe in, you know, the Creator and what He brings to the table for us. And as Hammer said in the old song, it is definitely all good. Let's go ahead and drop, you know what I'm saying, some more of this old school hip-hop flavor on you and see what you like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a little bit of gangster love there with my girl Easy Eve. So let's the Easy Eve. So let's see what's going down.
I'm well established, I ain't tryna leave you on. Just wanna ask if you might wanna give me your name, explain your status. You know I see you this time, the time you seem available. Don't mean shit, I know these bitches wanna settle you. Gotta say you on my short list of few. The mother dude is okay, but I'm feeling you. Want you in the best way, what you gonna do about it? Why don't you just test me? You won't wanna do without it, no, I'm coming at you hard, eating the thug. And I ain't giving up till I get that gangsta love. Crazy skirts fit just right. White beater with a bang of tan. Walking, demanding all lies. Baby, here I am. Ain't ashamed of my frame, and I know you're watching. Putting on a show for you, popping, I ain't stopping. Lot of action, and you're gonna get you doing it too. Only thing to make it better, though, is me with you. And I know you're feeling that regardless of your front. And I heard through the streets it was me you wanting. Let me find out you shy or something, but I know you're not. So stop the game and approach, is you really not? And it took you so long in the first place. I'm just playing cutie, yeah, give me a call. No, it's cool, you ain't gotta see me to my car. I'm a big girl, but you'll find out. Stuck for me while I drop top and ride out. Will spin it, wanna know what shorty's all about. But it's cool, I'm drooling and these words are coming out my mouth.
It's that gangsta love.
Joint on y'all, and a shout from Method Man, and a special shout out today for my main man, the Italian Stallion, my main man, Method Man, born Clifford Smith, March 2nd, 1971, better known by his stage name, Method Man, is an American hip-hop recording artist, a record producer, and an actor from Staten Island, New York. He took his stage name for the 1979 film, The Fearless Young Boxer, also known as Method Man. Method Man is perhaps one best known as one of the members of the East Coast hip-hop collective, Wu-Tang Clan. He also was one half of the Method Man Redman duo in 1996. He won a Grammy Award for the best rap performance by a duo. You know, said, "I'll be there for you, and all I need to do is get by." The American R&B singer, Mary J. Blige, accompanied him on that. Method Man has appeared in motion pictures, The Belly, How High, and Garden State, as Melrose in The Wackness, Venom, and Red Tails on the, you know, television, and has a frequent collaborator with his East Coast partner, Redman, co-starring in the short-lived Fox sitcom Method Man and Redman. Method Man has also been on a recurring role in HBO's Oz as Tug Daniels, as Calvin Cheese Wagstaff on the HBO drama series The Wire. A main man, Method Man, today, doing it all the way live, you know what I'm saying? 45 years old. Special shout out to my main man, Method Man. 44 years old, excuse me. Doing it like a soldier. Italian Stallion, baby. Italian Stallion. Doing it like it's supposed to be does. So we're going to go ahead and drop a quick hot one for him. A couple of Wu-Tang joints he's featured in. And see how you like that.
Yeah. Red Man, Method Man, Blackout 2. Hair and nails done up. Girl, you got your act together. You get the thumbs up. Your raw footage is uncut. Frontin' like them goodies is untouched. We both knew this money's as young bucks. Mine, you ever take a trip to Shangri-La? Too many hardships, the hardest one is saying goodbye. Look here, time is money, let me save you some time. And in your spare time, fully understand I'm a rare find, huh, you know? So pick a date and pick a place and we there for show. Slow up the pace, say the race, and there you go. I'm dope money, girl, that mean I got cash to blow. She love it though, she's so international. Not around the way, around the world. And you can stump when we around your girls, but you're classy though. I'm feeling your vibe, you're feeling the high. The G4 is ready to fly, you ready to ride. Let's go. Now we can green, we can lay on the beach, you know. Then hit the sheets, I'll let you play with my feet, you know. She keep it low, she's so international. Hey, I like a girl that'll roll me up, you know. With pretty feet, cook me something to eat, you know. You're not a groupie, you're international. You know me, girl, who I be, girl. The big whale that bailed out of SeaWorld. What's your name? Show me ID, girl. You look black and a little Chinese, girl. Hey, wait a minute, where you going, shorty? Trying to sneak past me like you ain't ballin'. You look sweet like Tweet, baby, call me. Matter of fact, wasn't you on Mara? I'm just playing. Hey, Miss Thang, hey, Miss Thang, how you going, Miss May? I got tickets, let's roll to the Knicks game. You Tina Marie and baby, I'm Rick James. Excuse me, where you going, mama? I want to change, I voted for Obama. Bring in the new, kick out the old timers. Let's talk while we going to meet your mama. I like a girl that's thick in the waist, you know. The kind of girl that'll finish a plate, you know. You're not greedy, you're international. The type of chick I like, a wheelie, a bike, you know. Rock the mic, roll the Philly up tight, you know. I like it though, she's so international. Seems to me, you a queen to be. You mean girl, but you don't mean to be. Got your crown and your throne, little castle. You can rest your dome and we can smoke a little, you know. You're getting that dough, let's get it and go on this cruise. I'm taking it slow, you're painting your toes and it's cool. Dude, I'm with you like an overnight celebrity. Miss nothing to lose. Hey, Miss Lady. My Boricua, I heard your apple bomb like Bonita. Your accent telling me you from the east side. Take off your shoes, you're about 5 feet high. I get high. What about you? A jungle brother and baby, I house you. Your feet looking real good in them house shoes. You're not a groupie, you're international.
Word up. Look out for the cops, though.
Cash fruit.
Word up. Super Fives over here, baby. Word up. Super Fives. Niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream get the money.
Here we go. Check this shit. Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job at second hand. Moms bounced on old man. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G off was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the scene. Who was a fiend? Started smoking moves at 16. And running up in gates and doing it for high stakes. Making my way all 5 days. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on ball boards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong rap. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Had the keys from front seats. Rolling in MPVs. Every week we make 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my. A nigga to check notch.
Motherfuckers, this 97,
battle scarred shogun. Explosion when my pen hits, tremendous. Ultraviolet shine, blind forensic. High inspect view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Rumble with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Chicks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceed the blow, swinging swords like shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints to solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six-pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots? We smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns of Navarone tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slums.
I twist darts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock. Certified chatterbox. Vocabulary Donna talking. Tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid. Run for your team. And your six camp rhyme groupies. So I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme. Your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts. Paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my dart. I got the fashion catalog for all y'all that all praise through the guard.
The saga continues. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming. We burn so sweet. The thrill of victory. The agony defeat. We crush slow. Flaming deluxe slow. Four. Judgment day cometh. Conquer is war. Allow us to escape hell. Globe spinning bomb. Pocket full of shells out the sky. Golden arms. Soon spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound. The fake ball step make the blood stain the ground. A jungle junkie. Vigilante tantrum. A death kiss. Catwalk. Squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom. Trigualize with anesthesias. My orchestra. Graceful. Music ballerinas. My music Sicily. Rich California smell. An axe kill adventure. Paint a picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing. Sipping on Jing Sing. Righteous wax. Chaperone. Rotating ring.
March of the wooden soldiers. These cypher punks couldn't hold us. 1,000 men rushing in. Not one nigga was sober. Perpendicular to the square. We stand go like flare. Escape from your dragon's lair. In particular, my beat travel like a vortex. Through your spine to the top of your cerebral cortex. Make you feel like you busting up from raw sex. Enter through your right ventricle. Clog up your bloodstream. Hot terminal like Grand Central Station. Program fat baselines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck. I'm ducking 5-year probation.
War of the masses. The outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families save their ashes. A million names on walls engraved in plaques. Those who went back receive penalties for their acts. Another heart is torn, as close ones mourn. Those straight niggas get slayed on the song.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from K1 to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The High Chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Lampin' lights and gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon's a fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced and scum of the slum. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81. Sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Get fly permission. Hold the fuck up. Holla fast in your wig. Bad luck. I'll humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Jew Ali. Chamber trees. We like the Genovese. That's so. Season these degrees. It's Earth 90.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, nothing in the world like a little bit of Wu-Tang to finish the day off with. I'm going to take you home with something slow. This is going to be a shorty show today. You know what I'm saying? I want to be free because the sun's out, so that's why I'm going to hit you with the Ohio Players. Your boy, Flossy Jeezy, 646-595-3402. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the music. And we're going to do it again tomorrow. Same bat time and channel, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you know, as always, your boy, Flossy Jeezy, will hold you down. Again, it's Flossy Jeezy with the Flossy Jeezy Worldwide Show. Check us out tomorrow. God bless you and thanks. 646-595-3402. Let's take it home with my main man, Sugarfoot, and the Ohio Players with I Want to Be Free.
One day, child, I'll listen to your life. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free. Oh, gave me a strength now.
gonna be free.
I don't need your loving no more. I'm gonna be free.